next?
At
Yazzie's Breakfast.
Wow, that sucked. It was great.
That was good. Particularly sloppy.
It always comes together better than you think.
Once upon a time, the world was cruel, and there was a witch who knew it well. And so she sold her heart to build a house in the woods where the world could never find her. At first, she would let no one into her fortress. But in the long march of days, a strange thing happened. The witch made a friend, and then another, and then another, until her house was teeming with colorful faces and complicated lives. The house would come to be known as Yazeba's Bed and Breakfast, and it would last for a very long time. Chapter 3, Wash Cycle, featuring
Abby Hepworth as Gertrude,
Shanuk Tessera as Hey Kid,
Cameron Dangerous Dritmatter as Arariel, Angel of the Waters of the Earth,
Lori Hernandez as Vivian.
I love it.
Woo!
Maybe you're...
And Brian Flaherty as Sal, and your concierge. On the front door of Yazeba's Bed and Breakfast, there is a sign which reads, "No soliciting, trespassing, romancing, snooping, snitching, or unnecessary small talk welcome." Yazeba reserves her temper for those she catches violating these rules. But underneath that sign is a second, smaller sign, which reads, "Room for everyone." It is always September 15th inside the bed and breakfast, even if it is summer, spring, or winter outside, and that is because September 15th is Yazeba's favorite day of the year. And on this particular September 15th... one of Amelie's arms had fallen off. This was less of a problem for Amelie than it would have been for most of the bed and breakfast residents, but the local repair shop was waiting on a part to arrive from out of town, and they had fallen behind on some of the housework. Footprints mottled the floors, turning it the rich brown color of early spring mud. Gertrude was curled up with a book underneath the fax machine, trying not to eavesdrop too obviously on Sal's phone call. She didn't want to be in the lobby, but the smell of sweaty clothes and damp linens had filled the bed and breakfast, and the calming scent of printer ink clinging to the clunky device was the only thing that could crowd out the more pungent odors. Sal put down the phone with a heavy thud, and Gertrude looked over at him.
"What's wrong?"
"Yazeba says, with Amelie out of commission, I've got to get the laundry done. Today!" Gertrude looked appalled.
But Sal, there's a mountain of clothes and sheets and stuff in there. What about your concert?"
"I tried to bring it up, but she... well..." Sal glanced down at the phone speaker, still glowing orange from heat, and scratched the back of his head. "I don't think she liked the sound of that." Gertrude stood and straightened out her back. It hurt a fair sight more than a teenager's probably ought to. Nobody knew the laundry room better than her. She'd never been on laundry duty, per se, but she'd tried to sleep through more than a few wash cycles.
"Well, okay, maybe you can still make your concert if someone else pitches in?"
Sal's eyes glinted with mischief. He recognized a chance for an aimless youth to do some character-building labor. And if it meant he'd be less up to his armpits in soiled linens, all the better.
"That's so sweet of you, kid. Let's get to work."
Before Gertrude could stammer out a clarification, Sal had a guiding hand on her back that turned into a gentle but insistent shove through the door. She looked out across the horror of the vast sea of dirty bedsheets and stinky socks and realized that she had accidentally signed up for a very long afternoon. This is a frantic chapter of Yazeba's Bed and Breakfast. So before this chapter begins, yes, indeed.
Ah!
Before this chapter starts, we're going to put a big pile of chaos coins where everyone can reach them. Anytime anyone wants to tick a track, they're going to consult their chaos coins. If you don't have any chaos coins, you succeed right away and you take a chaos coin. But if you do have any chaos coins in your possession, you will flip them all at once. If all of your coins come up heads, you succeed. Otherwise, you don't get to tick the track and you must do a whoopsie about it. Either way, you take another chaos coin. Anyone can cash in 5 chaos coins to tick a track right away. So if you get too many chaos coins, that's not necessarily a bad thing. And when any of us do a bingo, we may give away all of our chaos coins to someone else, making the whole mess their problem. However, you shouldn't turn around and return those coins with a new bingo. There are no tag backs in Yazeba's bed and breakfast. So here is how we do the laundry. First, consult your chaos coins to fill a segment of the washer track. The washer track is a 4-segment track. Once that is filled, we will consult our chaos coins to fill the dryer track. That is a 3-part track. And finally, once the dryer track is filled up, we will consult our chaos coins and fill segments of the hamper track. That track is a 2-part track. Once the hamper is filled, the laundry is done!
Woohoo! Yeah.
Gertrude will get to narrate how the chapter ends, and the bed and breakfast gets an unmatched sock. We hold over any leftover chaos coins for housekeeping. So if you have leftover chaos coins at the end, don't worry, that will help your character advance in our talk back when we do some housekeeping, because chores in the bed and breakfast are cool.
We love chores.
We love chores in the bed and breakfast.
Nice try, Brian.
The laundry piles here have become a hostile landscape that impedes our every movement and might even pose an active danger. Everyone has access to the following additional whoopsies. You can stumble in the ankle-deep swamp of sheets, falling into it with anything you were carrying. You can disturb a precariously tall mountain of clothes and be buried under an avalanche. You can spill detergent all over the floor, creating a spreading puddle of blue goo. You can become entangled in a knot of sleeves and pant legs, and you can notice the clanging and banging of something heavy that should not be in the washer just before it begins to jump and bounce around the laundry room. Both Sal and Gertrude have a few little special things they'll do in this chapter. Sal is very busy, of course, and would much rather be practicing for his show tonight than sitting around folding laundry in the corner of the bed and breakfast. So when Sal doesn't want to do something, he is very good at making it everyone else's problem. Whenever Sal says something he thinks is encouraging or inspiring to another character, he can pass off one of his chaos coins to them. So y'all are going to be getting some extra chaos coins from your boy Sal.
I love that it clarifies it's what Sal considers inspiring, not what the recipient considers inspiring.
Very much so. Gertrude, however, is brave, smart, hardy, and adventurous. She is also easily overwhelmed. Whenever an intense wave of smell penetrates her mask, an unidentified stain offends her eyes, or a slimy texture passes through her hands, tick her grossed out track, which is a 4-part track. When that track fills up, Gertrude is too overwhelmed to function. She won't go and take a break because Sal is depending on her, but she won't be able to do a good job until she recovers. She cannot cash in or give away her chaos coins until someone helps her out with a bingo and erases that track.
Help me.
Sal tries to push open this door into the laundry room, which somehow there's one of those like laundry chutes that throws laundry down into this room, and it's supposed to land in a little hamper. But because everyone in the bed and breakfast, and the bed and breakfast is infinitely large, there, people have been throwing laundry down and down, and now it is almost impossible to open this door to even get into the room. So Sal looks to Gertrude and goes, "Hey, Gertrude, can you help me with this? Just like kind of put your shoulder in this. We're gonna just kind of push it open."
Wait, okay.
Okay.
Oh my god, it smells really bad in here.
Yeah, it's not great. I think we're gonna need some extra help. Do you want to go round up some extra help to try to like find some people who can help us do some laundry?
Oh yeah, okay. I'll definitely. Gertrude is thrilled to get to walk away from the laundry room. To describe Gertrude, she is a moody teenage girl. She has a lot of anxiety about herself, about what she's doing, what she's wearing, everything. Everything gives her anxiety. She is wearing sweatpants that probably should have gone into the laundry, but she's been known about this problem for a little while, so they're a little grungy. And her beloved giant chunky sweater, which she has patched numerous times, but can never find the same yarn that she used last time. So it's lots of different colors, lots of different situations going on. And then, as always, Gertrude is wearing a plain white mask over her face that has kind of no expression, nothing going on, but sort of hides her true anxious feelings. Maybe it doesn't. She's not so great at the subtlety, Gertrude. And she is going to bound up the stairs and head for the kitchen because she knows that everybody loves snacks and feels confident she'll be able to find somebody over there.
Gertrude, I think you also have a thing where, as you're trying to get in the laundry room, that was your former bedroom until recently you got your own bedroom.
It's true, and Gertrude's very grateful for her bedroom in this moment, because that laundry room is a problem.
It's crazy we made you sleep in the laundry room.
It's just, I didn't want to, like, take up space. I didn't...
Gertrude, as you enter the kitchen, you smell a number of, like, it seems like multiple people have been snacking and cooking, and, like, you hear sounds of people rustling around. Viv, why don't you tell us what Viv is currently making in the kitchen?
There's just a row of, like, seaweed crisps that she's currently trying to fry. Maybe, like, little pieces of fish in there. Just sort of, like, trying to craft this thing. And she smells like fresh rainwater, but there's definitely a scent there. Like, there's a noticeable smell to her as well. And you're trying to figure out, like, is it the food? Is it her? It smells good, but it's not.
Where did this fish come from? Where is
it? It's not quite bad fishy, but it is fishy.
I suppose I'd just be making these in the corner and, you know, my hair is all black and long. It's been growing out for centuries. So just these kind of grimy little, like, slug textured fingers organizing things in the corner.
Oh, boy.
Exquisite.
Oh, hey, Viv. What are you making?
I was thinking I could make a fish sandwich and her hair is just going to close around her eyes. It's like a 360 umbrella of just black hair. If you get closer, you'll probably notice that her clothes look like they're made of water, even though they're not dripping or falling. There's like some mud mixed in there. The drawstrings are seaweed. She's got like a choker made of fish teeth, and her hoodie has like dripping words on it that just say, "Don't worry, it gets worse." And she's also got some like waterproof headphones. But if you look close enough, like, it's just rocks and sticks. But, like, they're definitely, she thinks they're her headphones. If you call her out on it, I don't know what would happen. So, yeah, they're just sandwiches, I guess.
I really like the idea of having headphones that don't function. They're just so you can put them on if you don't want to talk to people.
Honestly, it's my headphones a lot of the time. They're never charged. Well, it looks, I don't want to, like, interrupt, but, I don't know if you noticed that the bed and breakfast kind of smells like laundry.
It smells kind of gross, yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't from here, though. I'm pretty sure it's like, there's a lot of laundry, and I was going to help Sal.
It's not me, if you were asking. My clothes, like, they're made of water, so I don't need to necessarily wash.
Oh.
Do you need help?
I do, yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna help you.
Okay. Two kindred spirits being like, am I asking too much? Am I offering too much? What are you trying to read between the lines?
As a panic attack incarnate is happening in the kitchen, upstairs, Sal is still trying to force his way into the laundry room, is making like slow progress. And Sal is wearing what seems to be like a girl's school uniform, like pleated skirt, but everything has been made punk rock. Like everything is like chopped up and like cut and like ragged and tattered. He's got like a long cardigan that has like edges frayed and stuff, and a bunch of like punk rock buttons, including one with the name of his new band decided in our last episode, Sal and the Utations.
Nice. Bingo.
And is just slamming his door in.
I think at this point, Gertrude and Viv come around the corner. And Gertrude's like, I found Viv!
In the midst of this, I don't know if Many-Sided Media has the rights to, like, option that one soundbite from the Prince of Egypt where it's like, oh.
I think we do. No, I think
we're just gonna use the recording of you doing
no,
it.
What is his that?
Yeah, that's beautiful. It's absolutely exquisite. As everybody's looking at the door as the newcomers come in, and the most opalescent blue light simply fills this filth stained room. It is glorious to behold. I think there's a flash of light so bright that, like, Viv's shadow and Gertrude's are, like, stained into the wall in the hallway outside, nuclear explosion
oh
style.
My God.
What is happening?
And you hear perhaps the most beautiful thing you've ever heard as a phenomenal voice goes, be not afraid. I am Arariel, Angel of the Waters of the Earth.
Oh, great. Perfect. You'll be so helpful.
Yeah. You say this to a being of rotating rings, of 18 seraphim wings, of 3 flaming swords orbiting itself. 1,818 eyes around this glowing central, like, pearl of an orb. And I say, I have come. The waters always require attention.
I think Sal finally slams into the door. As I try this, I'm going to go ahead and just succeed and take a chaos coin.
Yay!
Nice. So I have our first chaos coin of the session.
Blessed are you.
I just don't know why they called me a Loch Ness monster, and I know I am when this god exists. God is real.
God is real.
As Sal slams open the door, the piles finally kind of give way and partially tumble out of the laundry room. The door opens up, and Aurel, I think you see a mess that is your angelic and godly and biblically accurate godly nature is unsure if your power will be enough to do this.
Arariel has 1,818 eyes, and I cannot comprehend or perceive the mass of laundry before us. As I, you know, the music of, like, stops, and it's like, whoa.
It is dank in here.
And as you say that, the laundry piles kind of just, like, part ways, like Moses in the Red Sea. And there's, like, a cove built into the, like, laundry. So it's, like, almost like you see, like, a dark cave. And out of it, hey, kid, a small child demon, like, blue skin demon-like, with, like, one chest hair kind of popping out of their little shirt. And they're wearing a sound. Yeah, a sound, the mutations, a t-shirt kind of pops out of the cove that has appeared through the laundry and goes,
oh, hey, Arariel and Viv, poetry club's not till Wednesday. What's everybody doing here?
There's a laundry issue, apparently, and, you just have so many eyes, Ariel. I'm sorry. I only have one, but you got a lot. And hey, kid, where did you come from? Oh.
I made a laundry cave for my poetry.
A laundry cave?
Hey, kid, technically came from hell.
Yep.
Hey, kid, grandnephew to my lifelong nemesis when the stars were young and the earth was mere bones. Good morning.
Good morning.
I didn't know you guys were related.
We're pals.
Oh,
yeah, we're friends.
Oh, okay.
We're on the same text thread.
Yeah, you know, the deity text thread.
Gertrude feels very self-conscious about the fact that she's not on this text thread.
We talk about you a lot.
You may come to Poetry Day if you would like.
It's Poetry Club, Arariel. I told you it's a club. It's not a day.
Sorry.
Oh, well, I feel like this might, maybe Sal, this kind of feels like maybe the perfect team to get laundry done. Cause like Viv and Arariel, you're so good at, like, washing and stuff and your water and you could, and then, like, hey kid, this smell doesn't bother you.
Whoa. What do you mean? We're not doing the laundry. I built this.
Hey kid, so I talked to Yazeba, and she actually needs us to kind of do all the laundry today. Otherwise, I can't go to my concert. So actually, we're going to have to kind of finish all the laundry. So you might have to make a cave somewhere else.
Yuseba never lets me make caves anywhere.
Oh, no tension.
Well, you know, hey, kid, if you want to help us with this laundry, maybe we can convince Yuseba to let you make like a way cooler cave somewhere else.
I can put fish in it.
Whoa. Yeah. Okay. If I can have water and fish in my cave, especially after last time I had water and fish in the cave, and Yuseba said no more water and fish in the cave.
Maybe the pantry demons will share their space with you.
Oh, yeah.
An infernal hellscape of dankness.
Okay, fine. Let me go get Benedict real quick. Benedict!
Cumberbatch!
Yes, canonically, this is now Benedict Cumberbatch.
He's also here.
Oh, no, I don't remember what Benedict's voice. I think it was just my voice.
I think it was just your voice. Benedict is just a normal man who accidentally made, like, a devil pact with Hank.
Oh, his soul still isn't saved, is it?
No, yeah, so Benedict is a man who Haken wanted to make eggs Benedict one day and didn't realize that was a dish and thought it was a human sacrifice of a man named Benedict and basically made a deal with Benedict to save his soul.
And he's been Haken's lackey ever
since.
Yeah,
lackey. That's the word.
Benedict comes running up the stairs with a Hey Kid t-shirt.
Nice.
And has like an apron on and is whisking a bowl of eggs. He goes, Hey Kid, how's it going? I've almost got your eggs Benedict ready. And then I was going to kind of help you with dog and dog. And then I was going to go hang out with the pantry demons and make sure that everything's cool there. Anything else on my to-do list so I can save my soul
from
going to hell?
Move out all my stuff from the laundry cave. We got to clean up the laundry. So, you know, get all the things in there, like my books, my shoes, my bazooka. Get that stuff back into my room, please.
Totally, totally, totally.
Bazooka. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I got a bazooka. You want to go see it, Viv?
I would like to see the bazooka.
Okay.
I could probably put some, like, rocks in the bazooka and we could, like, shoot it at him.
Yeah.
Fabric softener. Ingenious.
I go grab the bazooka and give it to Viv.
Viv literally just looks at it and, like, Viv, I should probably mention, is, like, very slender and just has one single eye in the middle of her forehead. And as soon as she kind of holds the bazooka, the pupil, like, dilates real big. She just stares at it and doesn't move, doesn't blink.
Benedict is whisking eggs and is kind of just looking at Haken and being like, so hey kid, listen, I can get a lot of this done, but just looking at the washing up that has to be done and all this stuff, I've got to move about 80 pounds of books out of there plus this bazooka. I don't think I can also hang out with the pantry demons today and like get them in order for our acapella group, but I can get everything else done today.
Okay, we can pause acapella group for a day. I'll tell the pantry demons.
But I guess really my question is, does this count as one day towards soul salvation? Because I'd like to kind of tick that check on my own personal track.
Yeah.
I have some questions.
Oh, Arariel, this is Benedict. Benedict, this is Arariel.
Hello. An angelic being. Right now, I'm actually on the other side, and until I kind of tick my own personal tracks, I actually can't really interact with you. I think if I touch you, I will burst into flame, unfortunately.
Yep.
Arariel, it's very nice to meet you. I'm going to need you to keep just kind of a 5-foot distance just for my own personal safety. You see, he continues just whisking stuff in a copper bowl, and it's very clear at this point he is now going to be making a souffle. Like, he's adding so much air to these eggs just out of pure panic, because also you wouldn't be whisking eggs for eggs Benedict anyway. So, okay, I'm just gonna I'm gonna get started on that. I'm gonna go put the souffle in the oven and I'll be right back. And he darts off.
Though I'm looking in every direction at all times, I inimically turn to Hey Kate and say,
you should probably tell him at some point.
I will.
While this is happening, Gertrude has sort of shuffled her way into the laundry room and she is thoroughly disgusted by everything that is happening in here, and it is right on the verge of overwhelming for her. And so she's going to do a bingo and succeed, so I get a chaos coin because I don't have any yet, and make a place for myself, which is that I've sort of dug out a little path and I'm standing in front of the washing machine, effectively like huffing laundry detergent because it's It smells good, and it's just sort of like a thing that she's holding up to her face, being like, okay, that's not that bad, okay, and then it wears off a little bit, and okay.
It's like a laundry plague doctor.
She's maybe tucked it kind of under her mask a little bit, so it is very much just that she's breathing in the detergent, that clean detergent air.
Bounty.
That ticks a track on our washer track, and I forgot to mention, but my first success that got me a chaos coin also ticked a track on our washer. So we are halfway through the washer track.
Woohoo!
But we also have some chaos coins now, and...
Oh, wait, we have to cash in 5 chaos coins to tick a track.
That is just an additional way to tick a track.
Never mind. Continue playing.
Whenever anyone wants to tick a track, they can sell their chaos coins. If you succeed, you get to tick a track.
Copy. Okay. And so it's this, since this was an automatic success.
Yeah. Sal is in the background and sees Gertrude going in. Everyone is starting to like kind of move into the laundry room. There are piles, mountains, heaps, behemoths of laundry in here. And it's clear that like Hey Kid has made a cave. To say it's a cave is an understatement. This is a cave system. And you see, when you imagine cave system, you're like, okay, I have a vague idea of how much laundry this is. And then you look over at the laundry machines, and they are standard size laundry machines.
Every single one of the silly little outfits that the rabbits in the garden have ever worn are here in the laundry room.
Right now, they're naked little rabbits.
Yeah, they're having their nude day.
Yeah, there's a small window, like a porthole window that looks out, and you see just 500 rabbits on the lawn, all nude as the day they were born, all sunning their little rabbit buns. Just getting
adorable.
Some suntan lotion on.
So cute!
And Sal is very busy and sees this and recognizes just how much work this is, and is going to contribute to this in his own way, and is going to do something that he thinks is encouraging or inspiring to another character so that I can pass off one of his chaos coins. And I am going to pull out my guitar from behind my back.
Oh, no.
Listen, I've got a concert tonight, so I was going to kind of... I thought maybe it'd be helpful to kind of like the group mood here if I would just like, you know, play some guitar and kind of like, I could do my set list for tonight and like...
Anyway, here's Wonderwall.
I'm going to start with a cover.
Viv is preemptively just going to put the rock headphones over her ears.
She's immune to the help.
Viv, you don't need headphones because I'm going acoustic, so I'm not going to plug in or anything. So you can just take those off if you want, because I got the music right here.
Oh, nice. No, I can hear just fine with them on. Don't worry about me.
So you're like one of those people who wears like earplugs at concerts so you can hear the music better?
So it doesn't hurt her eardrums. That's what she's doing.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's play your song.
Totally. And I'm gonna start playing a number of ballads, and I'm gonna give my chaos coin to Gertrude.
Oh no!
Good.
Gertrude, who is now technically part of Sal's band, I guess, does interpret this as being she understands the intention is one of helpfulness.
Gertrude, do you have your maracas with you that you got at the night market?
Yes. Gertrude has a set of maracas that match her face mask and that she, we learned, is surprisingly good at. She's great at keeping the beat, which is the thing that she didn't know that she could do. However, right now her hands are full sort of double huffing. She's now double fisting 2 different detergents because the longer she stays in here, the more overwhelming this is becoming.
Can Viv kind of like quietly in the background kind of go for a track if I don't have any chaos coins and start like silently doing a little load?
Yeah. What is Viv doing? As you see this mountain, are you just trying to grab like the first load and put it in the washer?
Yes. Yeah. I'm going to use bingo and quietly make things easier and just very dainty start like putting things. But I could just grab an armful, but instead, like, Viv just takes one item at a time and gently sets it.
She's gently sorting darks, lights, sheets, towels.
You very quickly are, like, putting stuff into the washer, and you fill a washer full. The washer is completely full, you close the door, and you have that, like, kind of small, satisfied sigh of, you know, when you get a washer full, you're like, ah, the job is mostly done. And then you kind of, you don't even turn around. You turn 1 degree to the side and see a mountain in front of you. but you take some quarters out of your pocket and pop them in to the washer.
Sorry, Zeba has quarter operated laundry.
Yeah. Zeba has quarter operated laundry.
She would, yeah.
As you're doing this, you sense not just the presence of laundry, but the presence, as all around you, there is an effulgence that cannot be named, a peace that transcends knowing. And as Arariel, who is not helping, observes, has no appendages to be discerned, says,
a separation of the lights and the darkness. So too at the end of this age shall there be a totaling of sums and a snapping of necks, as light and dark shall be hewn as bone from joint, discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. You,
and I say, doing a bingo and helping,
are doing a very good job, my moist, moist friend.
Hey, this is Brian, and I just want to tell you about some cool new stuff from our friends at Hero Forge. Hero Forge offers fully customizable tabletop minis with dozens of fantasy species and thousands of parts to choose from, all within your web browser. Hero Forge is constantly releasing new content, and they've just launched their latest feature, custom acrylic keychains. These keychains use the same technology as their color standees and are the perfect way to rep your beloved character when you're out in the world. They are highly detailed, ridiculously durable, and made of 1/8-inch thick acrylic featuring front and back color printing, measured on the same 30mm scale as Hero Forge minis and standees, which means they will be a one-for-one match for your heroes on the battle map. Plus, Hero Forge just released stainless steel minis. These are perfect for anyone who is looking for the retro feel of old-school minis. These stainless steel minis have a textured finish and a rugged, highly durable feel. So visit heroforge.com to start designing your custom keychains and steel minis today. Trenchcoat Raccoons is a fast, fail-forward TTRPG of chaotic heists, cartoon logic, and glorious disaster. Each player is one raccoon in a stack, all pretending to be a very suspicious human in a trench coat. Everyone rolls to help or hinder the main action, and every plan gets hilariously derailed by your raccoon's wild impulses. Steal cursed loot across a world of glam horror, glittering galas, mad science, and cryptid conspiracies. Think the slick heist energy of Sly Cooper, the camaraderie of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and the paranormal absurdity of Gravity Falls, all jammed into one stack of disaster raccoons. Trenchcoat Raccoons is launching on GameFound in mid-October, and followers that back at the physical pledge tier level will get a free glow-in-the-dark raccoon D6 dice. So go right now to GameFound.com and search for Trenchcoat Raccoons.
Hi, my name is Robin.
And my name is Dylan.
Do you like Choices Matter video games?
If so, we started this podcast, Dorkspawn, so that I could show my best friend my favorite RPG series of all time, Dragon Age.
And now that I've played it, we want to share more of these choice-heavy games with each other.
Right now, Robin is showing me Mass Effect, which I have never played before.
And we are going to continue playing through these games together and discussing them book club style as we go.
You can join our Discord and play along with us, and tune into Dorkspawn every Friday wherever you listen to podcasts.
Holy shit, that was beautiful.
As this happens, I've got Excalibur the sword, like, just and I'm just clutching it, not wielding it to like aim or poke or provoke, but literally clutching it more as a comfort and being like, yes, we will do the laundry. I'm doing laundry with God. Yeah. Oh my God, I'm doing laundry with God.
I too am a sword girly.
As swords swirl around me.
Arario, from behind you, you just hear a small clattering of like a dish that once held a souffle drop and shatter to the floor as Benedict is just standing there, literally shaking. Just,
hey kid, at the time of sundering
and weighing of scales, do you think we could kind of
and
hurry up my
snapping of necks and tootling of sums?
Yes, the sums and the necks.
Yeah, snapping necks.
Okay, I get it. Okay, everybody. Hey kids, can we kind of maybe speed up my my apprenticeship so that I can have my soul back?
Hold on, Benedict. Hold on. I'm like, hey kids, like right now what Arariel said, and every time hey kid like writes down Arariel's words, they just burst into flames because they were said by a angelic being.
Fuck! Shit!
You must seek redemption and also drier sheets.
Benedict pulls out something from his bag, tosses it in the air, terrified, and then runs off. Actually, he's going to run deeper into and dive into one of the caves and starts to run deep into the cave network.
Benedict, that's Dante's Inferno over there. Don't go there.
A gnashing of teeth in the outer darkness.
A gnashing of teeth, yeah.
Viv, from behind you, you feel someone kind of like grab onto your back and shove something into the back of the bazooka. And you see Benedict behind you, who has loaded a bazooka bullet, essentially, full of laundry detergent. It's just this, like, amorphous blue and green gelled glass bullet, kind of. Shoves it in there, goes, okay, wielder of Excalibur, you must protect me from this terrifying fate. Save us all!
Yeah, where am I shooting this?
Everywhere!
So I've just got a bazooka in one hand, Excalibur in the other hand. My hair is like barely covering the one eye, and I'm just gonna look at Benedict and be like, am I aiming this at the washing machine?
And Benedict comes in close, kind of like grabs you and pulls you really close and goes, aim it deep within the heart of the cave structure. Deep within the heart of the cave structure, there is the heart of the laundry, the heart of darkness, if you will.
Yeah.
Should we defeat the heart, we will defeat laundry itself. And without your help, without your guidance, we will never be able to do so. Please, you must save us!
Strike true. Also, usually it just goes in the little pulley-up cup at the top that you fill to the line.
We're way past the pulley-up cup, Arariel!
I'm gonna put it everywhere! Do I need to roll any coins? Do I have any chaos coin?
You have one chaos coin, so go ahead and flip the chaos coin. If it lands on heads, you succeed and take another chaos coin. If it lands on tails, you do a whoopsie and still take a chaos coin, but ultimately you fail.
Okay. Heads.
Yay! Hell yeah!
What's up?
So take a second chaos coin. We will tick a mark completing our wash track. And Viv, why don't you describe, as you fire this missile, what happens in this laundry room and in this cave network of laundry?
So I'm going to go ahead, put Excalibur back on my back. I'm going to go ahead and aim this bazooka and just say, I've always wondered what my purpose was as a Loch Ness monster, and now I realize it's to shoot a freaking bazooka in a laundromat, man. And I'm gonna aim and fire, and it's gonna just gush absolutely everywhere, but everywhere it needs to go.
Yeah.
Get a load of this.
What is that? What does that mean?
We will be cleansed by light and darkness. Gosh, this is so my crew right now. I always wondered where I belonged. And like, I just keep going with the detergent until someone tells me to stop.
In darkness, there's strength.
You realize that this bazooka, you fire a missile, and then this bazooka somehow like reloads, and Benedict behind you is just loading in more and more tablets of this bazooka gel, and you're just firing, and you see the bazooka bullets are like curving down various paths. This like light streak is following them, and you see these caves went on for hundreds, if not thousands, of meters. Like, you were seeing football fields and things off in the distance. You see like a fountain constructed out of dirty laundry. You see like there seem to be like reliefs and statues made of like old underwear and socks and stuff, and your bullets as all of a sudden the entirety of the laundry room is filled with, you see it in the back of the cave start first, there's like a rumbling of what feels like an earthquake at first, and everyone just kind of gets silent for a moment, and that rumbling gets louder and louder, and a brightness starts to come from the back of the caves, and from the back of the caves you see a wash, a wave of blue and green foam suds rushing towards you, threatening to envelop the entire laundry room.
None may stem the tide of tide.
Gertrude is 100% gonna check Mark on her yucky track, as she is just overwhelmed by the sight of stained clothing and a wave of blue goo headed straight for her.
You mark the first of four on your yucky track.
Viv is also, as the bazookas were going off and then now watching this big ol' wave, there's just going to be a really, like, excited, dainty, bioluminescent blush that's on her face. Like, this feeling of excitement as it's happening.
As the wash is coming towards you, as this wave, this tidal wave of bubbles is rushing towards you, all of a sudden, to your left, you hear a ding from the washer. The washer opens up, and from within the washer, a flood of water starts to come out that meets this flood of bubbles and begins to, like the closing of the Red Sea, smash together. And you begin to see in this room a agitation cycle begins within the laundry room itself, as all of you are, as everyone here is kind of like swept up in a wash of clothes and laundry and bubbles and water. Arariel and Viv, you guys feel very at home in this.
My house.
I am the cycle as I spin and burn.
Sal is standing on top of the washer, trying to keep his acoustic guitar out of the water. Just, no, I've got a concert tonight.
Gertrude is absolutely gonna check another yucky track as she gets overwhelmed by the waves. She was frozen in fear and is now being completely overwhelmed by the churning of the laundry wave, and is like, oh no.
As the two of us form this eldritch external laundry machine together.
What is this feeling?
I would love to, you bingo to give away your chaos coins, right?
That is correct.
I would love for Sal's Wonderwall to come to an end as I blaze, spin, begin this first batch of laundry, and surrender my chaos coin to Sal.
We would all like Wonderwall to end, wouldn't we?
Maybe.
No.
You're going to be the one who saves me.
Sal is going to do a bingo as Wonderwall ends. One of Sal's bingos is do it again, but louder. And Sal is going to start playing Wonderwall again, but again, louder, because he recognizes that what does everyone need in this moment of chaos? We need a great ballad like Wonderwall. And I'm going to give away my chaos coin to Hey Kid. Hey Kid, as this craziness is happening, what is Hey Kid doing?
Hey Kid's going to use one of their bingos to get rid of that chaos token called Watch, Learn, and Copy. So I'm going to take out my own acoustic guitar and start playing Wonderwall with Sal and give my little chaos token to Gertrude.
Hey Kid, I think you started pulling out an acoustic guitar. How good is Hey Kid at Wonderwall?
Terrible. You thought Wonderwall was bad? This is worse.
Sal is looking at you, and the second you pull it out, you very confidently pull it to yourself, and Sal's like, oh, cool. And then you start playing. Sal is going to do a bingo and support someone creatively, and is going to kind of look over at you and be like, hey, so if you have your hand like this, and kind of like tries to position your hand and like help you learn the chords.
Hey Kid, like, can't really, like, their hands are too small, so they just sprout a new hand out of their, like, forearm.
That helps. Okay.
That helps a lot.
I have no mouth, and I must scream.
That is, Hey Kid, how many hands can you do?
Oh, tons. And then just sprouts a ton of extra hands. And they're just like, wow, you need something? Need a hand, pal?
It's like Princess Mononoke, just horrifying.
Yes. Yes.
Hey Kid, you know, I think you might be really helpful on, like, folding duty.
No.
The silence?
Oh, no. Shit.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, Gertrude, she's going to attempt to sort out some of the laundry that has been actually, like, run through the cycle and put it into the dryer.
Sure.
But I want to flip all of my chaos coins to see if I succeed.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay.
Everything in here, the suds are starting to go away. You see, like, everything in here is very wet. There's still, like, 3 or 4 feet of water that is somehow just contained to the laundry room. The door is open, but the water is just staying there.
Come on in, the water's fine.
All right. Wow, that's all heads.
Wow.
No.
How many were you flipping?
3.
Oh, hell yeah. Well, you take another one because
Yay.
You succeeded. And we tick our first track on the dryer track. What do you do to start drying some of these clothes?
I think, yeah, Gertrude is, because she's overwhelmed by this, she's actually trying very, very hard to, like, hyper-focus on things, and it has turned into an ability to, like, laser identify which pieces of clothing already went through the washer cycle, and she's like, okay, it was that one, I remember, and, okay, it was that one, it was that sock, but not the other side of that pair of socks, okay, and she's able to, like, grab them out rapid speed and throw them into the dryer.
Nice.
Classic!
I'm gonna help Gertrude add a tick to the dryer track. I'm gonna be like, oh, you're trying to load the dryer? This is an easy way to do it. And I switch the dryer mode to, it's, like, on, like medium or whatever. I set it to lake. And then open the door, and it sucks up all the water and, like, all this little dry... Like, yeah, it's sucking everything into the dryer right now.
This is amazing.
I just realized something that I misread in the rules.
Oh, no.
So there's the 4-part track, the 3-part track, and the 2-part track. The washer, the dryer, and the hamper. What we are supposed to do, we're supposed to fill up the washer track. When we fill up the washer track, we empty it, fill up one thing on the dryer track. Then we have to fill up the washer again, fill up the second thing on the dryer track, and have to keep going.
And I guess Gertrude is laser IDing the pieces of still dirty laundry.
I existed when the stars sang together and have lived since time immemorial, but I must confess, I am getting a little tired.
As I keep churning in the lake.
So just catching up on this, Abby, because of your success, you ticked off the washer track again. Nice. We've filled up one part on the dryer track. So we've got to fill the washer track to fill the dryer track. Once the dryer track is filled, then we get to start filling the hamper track.
Okay.
I would love to try and do a bingo to do another or fill another washer track.
Yeah, go for it.
And the goal, I think I have 2 KL coins, if I did this correctly.
Go for it.
But yeah, the intention would be to take the washer and just to give it a good shake to speed it up. Like,
Go for it.
They're both tails.
Both tails. Okay, so you need to do a whoopsie, and you also take 1 more chaos coin. So go ahead and check out the whoopsies on your character sheet, and you'll do one of those.
Okay, so I'm going to... One of my whoopsies is dredge up something best forgotten. So I'm just going to go to shake it, and then I'm going to take a step back, and I'm just going to go, oh gosh, this reminds me of the one time I went to wash my own clothes in the lake, and they dissolved, and all the fish saw me naked. I can't do this.
No.
And there's going to be a little bioluminescent, like, slow emote.
Oh no.
Like, single tears as she just kind of crashes out in the corner.
Oh, no. I was worried you're going to, like, pull Rag and Bones out of the washer.
God. I am a skeleton.
Sal is going to do a bingo. He sees Viv kind of freaking out at this and is going to do a bingo to take my time and get it right. And I'm just going to kind of lean down and just kind of put a hand on Viv's shoulder and be like, hey, Viv, it's okay. Like, it's just laundry. Like, we're going to, you know, we're a team, okay? We've got you, we've got Hey Kid, we've got Gertrude, we've got Arariel, and I'm, you know, on the ones and twos, just like playing the music, keeping everyone's spirits up. So, like, everything's going to be golden, all right?
But here's the thing, like, should I try again with the chance that I could appear naked at any second? Or, like, should I just stop trying completely? Because I will try again if you tell me to. You're very inspiring for some reason.
All are naked in front of the presence.
That's true.
I'm not naked.
I was going to say, Gertrude hears that, and she's also slowly starting to crash out. She's like, what?
Be not afraid.
You're a bunch of eyeballs, and I'm gonna make little outfits for every single thousand of your eyeballs, or how many you have, but first we need to do this freaking laundry, so do I try again or not?
I think go for it. I think you can do it.
Okay, I would love to do another bingo, if that's allowed.
Oh yeah, go for it. As Sal did that, I'm gonna count that as taking a track, and it's gonna take a coin.
Nice.
With my we're all naked before the presence thing, I like that one of my bingos is provide comfort to those who seek it. And
is that comforting?
It was so you were so comforted. Play it back. You were so comforted. Listen. But I did get two heads on that.
Oh, hell yeah. Nice. Take another track and you take a chaos coin as well. Viv, what do you got?
One of my bingos is just listen to what's going on and learn. So I'm literally just going to sit there and try and like breathe and receive all the comfort that's happening. And I'm guessing I roll my chaos coins for this.
If you do that bingo, you can actually pass your chaos coins to someone else. And then you can just basically attempt to tick a track. And because you don't have any chaos coins, you just succeed.
Okay. Ariel, since you're like a deity or whatever, can I give you three of these?
I will share your burdens, though human commitment unnerves me.
I'm not a human, but thank you so much. And I'm going to chuck them, and they're just going to bounce off some of the eyes. There's three of them.
Owie.
And I'm going to go.
Owie.
And I'm just going to take a deep breath and be like, let's wash this fucking laundry.
Let us wash the fucking laundry.
So you tick another track on our wash track, which allows us to tick one more track on the dryer track.
Ooh,
so we are two ways through the dryer track, and you start to shake this laundry machine, which all of a sudden, like, it is open and is flooding water into this room, which is now agitating the entire room even more. So you see, like, the last remaining bubbles that were around are beginning to, like, pop and, like, go through. It seems like the wash cycle is beginning to end on here. And you see the one load of laundry that we have in the dryer is also kind of, like, rumbling around. Technically, the dryer is floating now in about 5 feet of water, but is, like, kind of... the dryer itself is also agitating the water, which is helping the washing cycle.
But it's working. It's like osmosis or PEMDAS. It's working.
Or so PEMDAS.
Vivian, how many chaos coins did you give me?
Three.
Cool. Super cool. Thank you.
How many do we need to fill up the wash track one more time now?
I've got five now. I don't know if that's useful.
Yeah,
but...
so we need to fill up the wash track one more time to get through the dryer, and then we move on to the hamper. Arariel, because you have five or more chaos coins, if you want to, you can cash in all five of those chaos coins, or you can cash in five of those coins to automatically mark a track.
Yeah, as the sins and woes of Vivian flow into my internal opalescent vortex, I emit something that sounds a little bit like, and all around me, like within like 15 feet in each direction, just all of the laundry turns into doves that simply fly out the like window. It's just exquisite.
You see Sal's face momentarily goes pale because a lot of those clothes were, you know, kind of whatever, but there was
vintage.
there was a section that there are a number of like tags that are just floating in the water now that all say Yazeba's sheets, no starch.
Oh no.
Someone should really catch those birds.
Oh no.
We all just stare at the birds. The silence is just everyone.
There's no open window. Yeah.
Now there's just an additional problem.
There's just birds in
the... They flew through the porthole that led to the rabbits.
Sal is going to... because again, Sal is going to try to do something encouraging or inspiring because he doesn't necessarily want to do any of this work. He's going to turn to Hey Kid and go... hey kid.
What?
I know you have a lot of like connections to like hell and demons and, you know, generally like hot places.
Totally.
Do you think you could like kind of help us out with this drying aspect?
Yeah, totally. Hey kid whistles. And then, like, from the bellowing depths of the water, a three-headed dog, dog bursts out. And they have grown now to, like, Clifford the Big Red Dog size.
Yay!
Who is a good boy?
A much bigger dog.
Oh my god. A demon dog. I freaking love demon dogs.
I guess I will... How can I help? I'll apply a lesson someone else has taught me. And we, like, flash back to, like, a moment where Hey Kid and Arariel were talking, like, in the deity chat. And I was like, how do you make a dog breathe fire? And got a very intense, like, 10-step process on how to teach dog how to breathe fire. So, like, cut back to now. I look at dog and go, okay, dog. Time for uppies. And then he starts blowing fire at everything.
you see, dog starts to... It starts superheating the water. Everyone kind of like jumps out of the water real quick. Benedict is standing on top of Sal, is like wrapped his legs around Sal, and reaches into a backpack and pulls out the pan that was filled with the like souffled or like the eggs ready to be souffled. And it's going to just have the pan float in the water and go, hey kid, are you okay if I sous vide your eggs instead?
That's great. Good job, Benedict.
Great. Would that, like, maybe take another track on my getting my soul back track?
Absolutely, Benedict. Also, by the way, Benedict, once the track completes, you become the Demon King of Hell, by the way. Sorry.
What?
Oh, man.
Untick the track! Untick the track!
It's too late.
No!
Take the track! Take the track!
Benedict gets very still, not knowing what will tick his out-of-character track. hey kid, do you want to go ahead and flip your chaos coins and see if we are able to take another track?
Yep. I have.
You just set the laundry on fire.
That is a heads.
Hell yeah. So take another chaos coin. We take another track. We have two more open tracks in our last wash track to fill the dryer, and then we just got to fold everything. Hey kid, what does it look like as dog breathes fire? And starts to help us dry a lot of these clothes or destroy. I mean, ultimately, we're getting laundry done.
Yeah. No, I think most of the clothes, the ones that are like hang dry only, burn up immediately. Those are donezo.
All the delicates are gone.
Yeah, all the delicates are gone. Any last doves that didn't get out, those are now like roasted dove.
Gertrude absolutely checks another yucky track as the room becomes filled with the scent of charred
vintage roasted dove.
Vintage roasted dove.
Oh.
My maid wells.
I might be vegetarian now.
A lot of the clothes shrink in this inferno of fire, but we get a lot of it done.
Hey kid, it reminds me of the second creation on the third epic.
That was a good day.
Oh,
that was a good day.
Takes me back.
Were you there?
Yeah, I was doing the water and the doves thing.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yes, I'm kind of one note.
Is that like your signature move?
Yes, that and telling people to not be afraid.
I like it better when there doesn't have the fire element.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not really clear where Arariel is looking at any point as he just spins and churns.
Yes.
Can I attempt another bingo and kind of same thing, like quietly make things easier is one of them. So just be in the back and be trying to like wring out and shake out any wet clothes to
the
attempt.
Only person doing work in this room.
I think Viv is recognizing like the only way to do this is one thing at a time. That's what Viv's been doing. Yeah, do you have any chaos coins?
I don't think I do. Well, no, wait, I had none last time. So do I take one after last time or do I have another?
Yeah, you would take one. Okay. So you'll flip your chaos coin. If it's heads, we take a track.
It's heads.
Hell yeah.
Woo!
We got one track left on this wash track. You also gain another chaos coin, no matter what.
Oh, yeah.
I think Sal recognizes that most of the laundry has been either turned to birds, turned to ashes or is currently in the washer and dryer. Sal sees Viv kind of like hand-wringing some of the last things and is going to go over, I have no chaos coins, and is going to wring out one thing as if he had been doing it this entire time.
Nice.
Thanks, Sal.
Thank you, Salbert.
Salbert.
Can I just for effect, like, take a fish out of my pocket and just throw it at Sal and be like, you haven't been doing it this whole time. You're a liar. And then aggressively folding things.
The first shall be last and the last shall be first.
I take the last track on the wash. So we've filled up the dryer track as well.
Birds in the dryer.
Sal ticks the last track on the dryer track. We filled up the dryer track, which fills up the first of the hamper track. And Sal looks over and hears Viv and goes, what? And then gets smacked in the side of the face with a fish. That fish then then falls down between the guitar strings somehow and goes into the body of the guitar. So now there is just a fish that is flopping around inside of Sal's guitar. He goes, oh no, my Gibson! Trying to get this fish out.
Time to practice your scales.
Got him.
Gertrude is going to try to do a bingo. And do I flip all my coins to try to...
So you're trying to take a track?
I want to do a bingo and I want to give all my chaos coins away.
So if you do a bingo, you do the bingo, automatically give your chaos coins away. And then you have none and you can take a track.
All right, I'm doing a bingo and I'm going to give a very genuinely sweet compliment. And I think that Gertrude is, she's deeply overwhelmed by everything that is going on. But she has really locked on to the fact that Viv seems to be really coming into her element, and she had a moment with that bazooka where Gertrude was like, you look so strong, this is amazing, and now Viv seems to really be like owning the whole laundry situation, and so Gertrude is gonna go over to where is Viv still like shaking the dryer?
Currently wringing out clothes and like aggressively trying to dry them.
Just in, like,
so same energy,
fire.
But like...
Same energy.
Gertrude's going to go over and start trying to pick up laundry as well to, like, copy you. And she's going to be like, Viv, it's just, I feel like you look so strong and, like, you're doing this really, really good and you figured out a system. Like, you're really just in your element and it's super cool to watch.
As you're saying all of that, literally just the bioluminescent blush is all over her nose and her cheeks and everything and... is just holding it and is like, that's like a really nice... She's just gonna walk away. It was too much.
Gertrude is second guessing everything she's ever done.
Vivian, your nose is bleeding.
No, it's... That was nice.
Vivian,
that was,
did you just
that was
fart?
Like a really nice... No, stop, guys.
Everybody,
please.
Look
at me. Oh, my God.
Everybody, shut up. And I'm going to whip out Excalibur and be like...
Whoa, Viv, it's okay.
I just want to fold some damn laundry, and I'm really scared because people are being nice to me. Stop being nice to me.
Oh, we can be mean to you.
Yeah.
Gertrude had 4 chaos coins. She's going to give 1 to each of you.
I think you have to give all your chaos coins to one person.
Oh, damn. Okay. Then she's going to give them all to Hey Kid.
Great. That's so cool, Abby. That's so freaking cool.
I thought so.
Move.
Yeah.
And Abby, did you want to also take a track?
Yes.
Great. Since you gave your coins away, you take a track for free and you take a coin.
Woo-hoo! Gertrude's bingo, like, kind of turned into a whoopsie, but she's still going to use the inspiring energy that she got from Viv to load some more stuff into the washing machine, which ticks a track.
It made Viv blush. It made Viv blush so very hard.
Gertrude does kind of, because it's beautiful, she does kind of want to figure out how she can, like, put something very similar on her mask so that she can sort of copy Viv.
I think you see the laundry detergent stuff that's like, it was like blue green. I think it's kind of a similar shade of like bioluminescent, kind of like bluish. I think you could probably make that work.
Oh my God. Gertrude is absolutely going to look around for something that owns that item of clothing that belongs to Monday as the flashiest dresser that Gertrude knows, and try to look for some sequin stuff. And Gertrude recognizes that the laundry, while some of it is getting washed and dried and folded, a lot of it's simply getting destroyed. Mm-hmm. And so she's going to try to casually just like take a couple sequins, some sequins just like off the hem where it might be less noticeable, and like stick them onto her mask.
Somewhere in the distance, we hear a string on a violin break as Monday, just all of a sudden Monday's like heckles go up.
What was that?
Should have known Monday would know.
I would love to notice this and try to do another bingo for a track, but it's still targeted towards Gertrude, and like maybe notice that like you're trying to put sequins on and whatnot, and just kind of creep on over and be like, oh, here, I can help. I have two coins. I'm gonna
flip them coins.
Flip them coins.
I perceive a meat cute unfolding even as the laundry is folded.
They're both heads.
Hell yeah.
I'm also using Bananagrams tiles, so I feel nice. Like I'm getting a leg up here. But anyways, I would love to just go over and shed a single tear and wipe it and mix it. And the more I mix kind of between my thumbs, they're going to glow like that bright bluish green. And I'm just going to lean forwards and smear it on Gertrude's cheeks and go, they're not, now you're like me. And then skitter off like, and just go back to folding.
I was going to say, Viv and Gertrude fully have a moment where there's like genuine joy, and then they both freak out and they skitter in different directions.
Gertrude, did you just fart now? What's that smell?
Nobody's farting.
No.
In the midst of this, I see it warms the core of Arariel's being as he sees the laundry getting done in a goodly fashion. But he senses fear Arariel is Arariel. And in perched atop the dryer, trembling with terror, is poor Benedict. And I would like to flip some coins to attempt to comfort Benedict as we finish this cycle. Especially now that I perceive that Hey Kid is busy setting something on fire.
Benedict is looking through the meta of this game and trying to figure out how many tracks he's ticked on his own track so that he knows how close he is to accidentally becoming the Lord
of
Hell.
So he can slow his roll.
Benedict, who's aware he's in Yazeba's RPG.
Benedict's terror is so deep that he has broken the fourth wall out of pure desperation.
This is canonical and exquisite.
Yes. You gotta help me, guys.
This is Benedict.
As Benedict Deadpools. Yes, fortunately, I fail both of my coin tosses here.
Oh,
and,
no!
So in order to approximate a kindness that I think Benedict would understand, one of my whoopsies is to shapeshift to a vaguely human form to avoid unnerving somebody. And so I just turn into Benedict, looking in at Benedict, but with like way less features, as if you had like simply glanced at Benedict and then roughly drawn Benedict on a napkin, and like the eyes are wrong and the mouth is like lopsided, and I put an exquisite hand on his shoulder, which doesn't burst into flame, and I say,
where lies the strangling fruit that came from the hand of the sinner? I shall bring forth the seeds of the dead to share with worms that gather in the darkness and surround the world with power, and the lives from within the dimlit halls of other places, forms that never were. Never.
And I just keep whispering these soothing words, not aware that I am not vibing with this guy.
Hey Kid's writing down everything you say, and it's lighting his book on in fire.
Benedict goes, and jumps into the laundry. Jumps directly into the dryer, closes the door behind him.
No, Benedict, don't do that!
Can I try and fill? We need to fill up the washer track still.
Yeah, we've got two more ticks on the washer track, which will finally fill up the last of the dryer. And then once we get that, it fills up the last of the hamper. So it's kind of like a cascade effect. So two more ticks and we will complete the laundry.
So much of it.
I'm going to try and take dog to try and get them to like, you know, like dig more laundry into the washer, you
sure.
know, like try and make him do the tricks that I've taught him. But I have, oh, I have 6 chaos coins. Hell yeah, dude.
You can just cash them in.
No, no, no.
Ryan, no, no, no.
I choose chaos.
In what world did you think that Shenouk was going to not just try to collect as many chaos coins?
I think
as
I was
possible.
Just on autopilot.
Peace was never an option here.
Come on.
Yeah, it's tough. I rolled 4 tails.
Oh, no.
You say that as if you expected to roll all heads.
Who's to say? It could have happened. So I have to do a whoopsie now?
Don't act surprised, Shenouk. Don't.
who would have thought? I'm going to, I think, do one of my deep teen whoopsies. And Teen whoopsies.
Somehow they feel much more dire.
Whoopsies teen edition.
Whoopsies you do as a teen are worse than any other age.
Those ones live with you. Be careful, hey yeah. kid.
It stays forever. I'm going to lose myself in adolescent philosophizing.
Whoa.
Wait, that's really
funny. Oh, no.
Wonderwall anything still playing that. In the background.
Yeah, I've been, like, Wonderwall's been going in my head.
Too much Wonderwall.
The roads along the way you're winding.
And, like, I've watched, like, Viv and Gertrude have this, like, meet cute moment. Arariel and Benedict is terrified. Sal has his music. And then Tay Kid's like, wait, what am I doing with my life? Why am I the only Hey Kid around here? Why am I alone? Does anyone here like me?
No.
Have I been helping? I feel like Arariel gives vague threats to me that I think means we're on different sides of some larger war and chasm in the skies and hells. And is hell and wherever Arariel's from different? Am I a bad demon? Are demons bad?
Am I a bad person? Oh my god. I want to be the demon king.
You've got to take the crown from Benedict.
Yes. That's actually an unlockable chapter.
Looks to Benedict and says, I have to get rid of you.
Benedict had poked his head out from the dryer and goes, ah! And closes the dryer again.
I would love to try to do another bingo. One of them is just offer someone a sword, wand, or other key to their destiny. And for this, I would love to give away 2 chaos coins to Benedict. If that's cool.
Yeah.
That way it automatically succeeds. I would like to take a massive sea bass and just go, snap out of it, and swing it and slap Hey Kid across the face.
Yeah.
That takes our track. We're one away from completing this chapter. Hey kid, you get you see a massive sea bass coming at your face. What do you do?
I get hit with the sea bass and I go, ow! And then I'm going to watch, learn, and copy. So I take that sea bass and I swing it right back at Viv.
I'm gonna just swing right back at you, so it's just constant.
It's just constant back and forth, hitting each other with
each other with a fish.
You guys, as you guys are slapping each other back and forth with the fish, this is happening so fast at such a rapid clip that heat is being generated in the room from the friction of impact and the friction of it going through the air at such rapid speeds. Both of you are going fast. It is the spinning of your bodies is agitating what water is left that is continuing the washing cycle, and also the heat from this room is turning this room into a dry heat sauna, which is now continuing to dry everything that is hanging on the walls and is like stuck to the walls.
I'm still standing there as ad hoc napkin sketch Benedict, looking at my hands as for like having not had fingers in millennia. And I look up to like see this and like the events that you're describing, and I'm like,
yo, it smells crazy in here.
Having a nose for the first time in aeons. The sea bass and the dry heat and the laundry and the fire.
Oh, it's bad. It was bad before. It for a moment smelled really good in here. It was like great combination of washer dryer smells. It was like, ah. And then the sea bass came out and it changed everything.
I just start eating laundry.
I think this is the final straw for Gertrude, and that's the end of her yucky track.
Oh no! What does that mean?
Oh no!
So Gertrude is now grossed out. She is too overwhelmed to function. She won't take a break because Sal is still depending on her, but she won't be able to do a good job until she recovers. She cannot cash in or give away her chaos coins until someone helps her out with a bingo, which then erases that yucky track.
She is sitting next to the hamper, folding the same piece of laundry over and over and over, just going,
I do a bingo to help Gertrude?
Yeah, what do you want to do?
I'll use my deep teen bingo and approach it from someone else's perspective.
Aww. A quality you only learn.
Who's?
In your teen years.
You learn empathy in your teen years, as everyone knows.
Yeah, that's how teens work. And then, yeah, as I get, like, whacked, like, a teeth flies out of my, like, mouth. Like, Viv gave me a solid strike. I'm slightly concussed.
It was your last baby tooth.
Yeah, my last baby tooth thing goes, oh, my baby tooth.
He's it, growing.
Like, lands in front of Gertrude. disgusting. And then I go over and I'm like, oh, Gertrude. And then I realize, oh, yeah, Gertrude is regular and doesn't. This is disgusting, and we've been doing disgusting things. And like, for the first time, Haked actually takes a breath and is like, oh, I smell bad.
So bad.
Yeah, wow. I'm so sorry, Gertrude. Hold on. Give me a second. And like...
climb into the washer.
Yeah, I climb into the washing machine, and like, you hear like rumbling, and like, I'm like...
Can I give it a good shake while you're in there?
Yeah, give it a good shake. Shake it up. And like, I'm like punching something, like, let go! And then I come out, and like, there's like a gas mask, and I give it to Gertrude so she can not smell what's going on out here. This might help.
Oh, thanks, Haked.
You do have to give that back to Beelzebub when you're done with it, but it's yours for now.
You hear from deep within the washer.
I will return one day, the owner of the gas mask of the seventh hell, of the seventh hell, will be doomed to eternity.
Oh my god, shut up, Beelzebub. Seventh hell sucks.
Closes the door.
Naughty.
Viv is just going to slowly back away from the from the wash.
And I have to give my chaos coins, I think, to someone.
You do? Who do you want to give them to?
They're all yours, Viv.
How many?
Seven.
Seven?
And keep in mind, you can cash five of those in at any time to automatically take a track.
I will.
Gertrude, I think that, like, in the midst of this chaos, like, lopsided Benedict, whose features are slowly melting back into 1,818 eyes and churning rings and opalescent core. And in this moment, on this crazy day, the sort of like when Ariel showed up in the first place, suddenly time just dilates and you see Haked in the washer and you're looking at Vivian having the time of her life with the sea bass in hand, and you see like Benedict screaming inside the laundry and the little naked rabbits outside, and in this, suddenly, like looking into a prism, Arariel doesn't say anything, but you catch a glimpse of the future where this feels like home. And for the first time, like, though you are welcome to keep it, you see a future where possibly you don't need the mask all the time. And just for a minute, you have a vision of like a place with friends and Vivian and others, where the mask is just in your hand and you can't see what's going on, and then time whips back to itself and they're screaming and Haked in the laundry and Beelzebub is yelling from inside the...
You hear the wet smack of sea bass on face.
Yeah, and with 1,818 eyes, Arariel just gives you a very tiny wink.
Gertrude is... I don't know that anything has ever... fortified her more than this glimpse of a potential future in which she fully belongs within herself and within this B&B.
Aww.
And Gertrude, with Haked and Arariel's help, your yucky track is erased.
Yay!
As you put on the gas mask of Beelzebub from the seventh hell within the seventh hell.
I think at this point, She puts on the gas mask. She's feeling bolstered like she never has before. And I am going to do a bingo, which is show off a cool skill that people didn't know I have, which is that Gertrude can actually fold laundry one-handed. So she's folding two items of clothing at a time, one in each hand. And she's like rapid fire getting this laundry folded over by the hamper, feeling so bolstered by the Beelzebub's gas mask, the sweet-smelling now Hey Kid, and the incredibly kind gesture of Arariel.
Arariel.
When this was your bedroom, you would often have to like move clothes around, and you just got so used to folding things one-handed that you didn't even think of it as a skill. You thought of it as making the bed, kind of.
I'd have a book in one hand, and I'd just sort of fold everything with the other, or a cup of tea, that's or true. Whatever.
When you're midway through a chapter of Heartsword, you can't put it down.
No.
And it's like, it's you know, a paperback, so it won't just stay open. It's gotta, you gotta hold it open with your hands. So yeah, you were folding clothes and stuff, and making your room and bed, and now bolstered with the fumes of the seventh hell with inside the seventh hell, which oddly enough smells like daffodils. Yeah. Surprising.
Maybe the darkness isn't so bad.
It's really bad.
Or maybe daffodils are way darker than we thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gertrude's not going to think about it too much. Her mind is elsewhere.
Can I use the I don't know if we have any slots left, but can I use my chaos coins and give them all?
Yeah.
To finish a track?
Yeah, you can cash in five chaos coins to tick a track right away, which is our final track.
Woo!
Insane.
Do it, do it, do it.
Okay, so I'm gonna do it. Do I give them to someone or do I just...
No, they just kind of go back into the pool.
Okay, I'm gonna throw them behind me. And
oh!
Ariel is everywhere.
I would love to just get all my, like, Loch Ness monster friends, like slugs, fish, things that, like, should not be above water, but for some reason are okay because I have given them little water clothes, like what I'm wearing, like, and we're all folding clothes as a unit. Like, it's a crowd of just creatures and, like, freaky little things folding and folding and folding, and everything is going to just...
That's so impressive.
...get put in its place.
The sea bass is folding clothes after... Viv kicked my ass with it?
Yeah!
It is also dying.
Well, technically, we're all dying. Well, they're all dying.
Cool one.
Oh, no, they're okay. They have like, little necklaces that are made of water. They're
no,
fine.
No, no,
like,
just fold your clothes. Arariel meant that in, like, the sense of, you know...
Kind of in, like,
we're
the cosmic
sense. We're all technically dying,
you know?
As time goes on. Every living being is kind of dying.
I try not to lead with that.
I've been around for a couple centuries.
As Gertrude starts folding double clothes one-handed, everyone kind of falls into a rhythm. Like, there's been so much chaos in this room that now, like, the water has drained, the soap is drained. All of the clothes are kind of, like, scattered around. They're just kind of endlessly coming out of the dryer as Benedict is inside, just, like, pushing more and more clothes out. You see now tattoos and infernal marks are creeping up Benedict's arm as he is, like, midway through becoming the new demon prince of hell. Aww. Demon king of hell. Hasn't quite made it yet, and you see as he is moving clothes out, he keeps catching glimpses of his own hands going, ah! But everyone just kind of starts falling into line. It doesn't happen necessarily with words. All of a sudden, all of these sea creatures are folding socks and underwear and sweaters, and Viv starts folding, and Arariel, using the swords that are floating around Arariel, beginning to fold things. Hey, kid, with your million hands. And at a certain point, even Sal starts picking up a shirt, stops playing the guitar, and just kind of folds and folds and folds. And what seemed like an impossible task just a few minutes ago, all of a sudden seems very possible. And then a few minutes later seems very probable. And then just a few minutes after that seems almost complete. As we tick the final track of our hamper. Gertrude, as this chapter starts to come to a close, do you want to tell us what happens next?
So the group found a rhythm and was working together and has gotten all of the laundry that wasn't turned into doves or burned neatly folded and sorted into the individual piles of who they belong to, what goes to the linen closet, what goes to whose, you know, wardrobe, whatnot. And Gertrude is going to look over in one of the corners where there is a pile of kind of like charred items of clothing that maybe have some loose feathers and things on them. And she's going to look over at Sal and say,
Sal, I think you can still, you're still going to make your concert. And I thought like maybe the rest of us could come watch. Do you think maybe these things, we could wear them and like we could maybe make some kind of cool like punk rock outfits?
Sal looks down at the burned and charred and like whole, like these garments that are now full of holes, and like they had words written on them, but now like half the word is cut off. So what said, you know, no trespassing now says, you know, trespassers will, or whatever.
There's a demonic baby tooth lodged in it.
Demonic baby tooth lodged in one of the things. And all of a sudden Sal's eyes light up as what he had immediately seen as trash and, you know, garbage now because it was completely burnt, he now sees as merch.
Oh my god, Gertrude, you're so smart. This is like, Sal and the Utations has been looking for a vibe this whole time, and I thought it was like just a musical thing and maybe we do like buttons and patches, but no, it's a whole aesthetic.
Yeah,
it's like the whole thing.
Sal's gonna reach in and pull out like some kind of blouse that at one point like had sleeves but now is like tattered. It's to a point where it's just like there's a cuff, there's like a frilled cuff along tattered strip that runs up to the shoulder, and that's the entirety of a sleeve, just a cuff, and is basically linked by a single thread, and is putting this on, goes,
Gertrude, this is so punk rock.
It is so punk rock.
Oh, I'm so glad. Here, does everybody want to take a piece? And then, Sal, let's get to your concert.
I would like some merch.
I'm gonna make a necklace.
Gertrude is sticking little feathers in sort of the, in her sweater. And then she's gonna also take out her maracas and sort of like play a little maraca as we all have a like makeover montage of getting into our punk rock outfits.
Cause I'm a punk rocker, yes I am.
Hey, kid.
Yeah?
Where do I get one of those dope swag shirts Benedict is wearing?
The ones that have your face on it that he showed up
in? Yeah.
Yeah, hey, kid merch.
Oh, totally. Yeah, we have tons of those. And then, like, I open, like, a closet in the laundry room, and then, like, a million Hey Kid shirts just come tumbling out.
You may deposit it within my vortex. I would like to rep the brand.
Yeah, Benedict, put one in. And as Benedict throws a Hey Kid shirt into your vortex, I go, oh, wow, and that takes the final track of your Demon King thing.
No! You hear from the inside of the washer. And Benedict is sucked within the washer deep into the bowels of hell.
Before the washer door closed, Gertrude is going to remember to toss the gas mask in there behind it. Oh, thanks for this!
you hear Benedict go, no!
Thanks, Benedict!
That's the new king of hell.
Does that mean for a second we see Gertrude's face, or was that over the mask?
No, that was over the other mask. She's so not yet close. Ready. She's not ready. Plus, she's got all the pretty glitter on it.
Mm-hmm.
You hear deep within the washer some kind of chanting as some form of ritual, a transfer of power is happening. And we don't quite know what is happening with Benedict, and maybe we'll never find out. Maybe there'll be a new resident at the bed and breakfast sometime soon. Benedict, King of Hell.
A totaling of sums.
Aurariel, off in the distance, you hear the chime of a bell that has not tolled for millennia, and you know the time is nearly upon us.
A new war is beginning.
Soon.
You hear off in the distance, the weight on one end of the scale has finally clicked into place, and something is coming. But that is far beyond the scope of this episode. As we close, on this chapter of Yazeva's Bed and Breakfast. Thank you, everyone, for playing. And thank you, everyone, for coming to Yazeba's Bed and Breakfast. And at Yazeba's Bed and Breakfast, remember that there is always room for everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Adios.
Play Wonderwall again.
Yeah, do it.
I thought it was a really good song. I would hear it again.
It's even better when you add maracas.
Hey, kid, you find in your back pocket, Sal has put a cassette tape of Dave Matthews Band.
Nice. Hey Kid is in their room just jamming out to their cassette player. What year is this?
Deep teen era. Yeah.
This episode of Yazeba's Bed and Breakfast features the voice talents of Brian Flaherty, Abby Hepworth, Lori Hernandez, Cameron Stripmatter, and Shenouk Tissara. Editing and sound design by Brian Flaherty. Our original theme song, Stay, Won't You, was written and recorded by Matt DeCaro. Special thanks to Possum Creek Games. If you want to hear the talkback for this episode, as well as talkbacks for every episode of this series, plus two fully sound-designed bonus episodes of Yazeba's Bed and Breakfast, just head on over to patreon.com/manysidedmedia and become a member of the Dice Pool. And remember, if you're having fun, you're already doing it right. My First Dungeon is a Many Sided Media production.
If you're hearing this, that means you listen to every last second of this episode. And if you simply cannot wait until the next episode drops, you should head over to patreon.com/myfirstdungeonpod and become a member of the Dice Pool. Fresh! For just a few bucks a month, you'll get cast talkbacks, original games, and a full-length bonus actual play each and every month. As of the end of 2023, there's already over 20 hours of bonus audio, plus a whole bunch of other goodies to enjoy. So head on over to patreon.com/myfirstdungeonpod and jump on into the Dice Pool. We'll see you there. Splash!